Podcasting Network. Hour number two underway here on this Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And wow, the days are just flowing by. I mean, it doesn't seem like 22 hours between the time I'm here and the next program starts. One ends and the next one begins. I mean, it just seems like the days are just moving that fast now. And there's so many things that are happening and that are going and occurring all over the place. And it's I've got to tell you, it is hard to keep up with. I mean, it's just how some of these people are able to get most of the news caught, I have no earthly idea how they do it. John in New York, let's go to you. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Yes, good evening. How are you doing? Yes, good evening.
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. What do you think should be the next phase of way to slow down this New World Order people? And my thoughts were the next phase to stifle them a bit is to try to reach out to the enlisted men. Because if we can try to dry up some of their numbers, that won't go very well for them in the war effort. And if we can get them to start preaching to their own choir, the military to preach to its own people, but maybe we need what they used to call the when the slaves escaped their captives, that what is it called? The not the train, the Underground Railroad. And maybe we need to create something like that for these military guys and encourage them and start putting up billboards, maybe saying support your military man. That's AWOL. You know, if you're going to support the troops, support the AWOL guys.
That's certainly a thought. To encourage them, just not to follow the orders and that kind of thing, and even walk out. They sure put themselves at great risk from that standpoint. How do we slow them down? I think staying in their face and making them continue to adjust slows them down. I think that they really expected that this North American Union thing would be rolling smoothly. I don't think that they really thought that there would be. I don't even think there'd be a Ron. You know, they thought there'd be a Ron Paul. There'd actually be a grassroots movement on the internet, and that the internet would be as strong as it is. I think that, Sean, the internet has been their major miscalculation.
Right. I agree with you, but the other thing is, I'm thinking that we really need to. I kind of think that we need to really push that because we're doing two things when we get a guy that off the front lines. A big sign saying, don't get on that plane, stay here, save your America, don't go over there. We're saving that human life, plus also he may save somebody or help save our America, because once we're over there, full of vaccines and things like that. I think I heard on John Statmiller's show or somebody's show today, they're saying that the new training program is only 30 days long. I mean, when I was in, I got like eight weeks of training in the military.
Yeah, they're accelerating. I know... And they're keeping anybody.
Yeah,
I know of an individual who actually went AWOL, and they brought him back, and instead of throwing him in the brig, they're trying to rehabilitate his enlistment, and he already graduated boot camp.
Yeah. So I think 30 days, if you can work a gun and work a video game, you're in the theater now.
That's pretty much what they're doing. They're giving him quick boot camp, a little bit of the AIG training, and they're off.
Yeah, show them which end of the barrel to point.
And they're told right up front, John, they're told right up front, okay, this is your job that you'll have after, but this is where you're going first.
Yeah.
Hang on there for just a second. We'll talk more after the break. Coming back with more here. Don't go anywhere. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, and we're talking with John in New York. John, welcome back. Go ahead and finish your thought that you had as we were going to the break.
I had a couple other thoughts, but I just think that'd be the best place to put our gum up the gears is to support the troops and try to keep as many people here from going over there, because they're just going to get ruined when they get over there.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if the airlines were to decide instead of the paper, the fingernail clippers, if they said they're going to confiscate people's laptops, that would have ended real quick.
Right.
Yeah, but so they just said, let's get them to do something we want them to do that they wouldn't do, and let's pick on something cheap and easy. And so that's what's either the water or those perfumes or the shampoos or the clippers. That's how to get them to start to conform a little bit in a small way. But I'll never fly again, at all. I don't care what it is. Because
I'm kind of the same way.
You're running through their system, and if they want to kick, somebody has a similar name to mine, oh, you're a terrorist, and then next thing you know, I'm going to flight a free flight for renditioning, and then many, many months later, maybe if I'm lucky and survive the renditioning, they say, oh, I guess you're not a terrorist. So why even run close to being in their hands? And I guess a lot of the people are saying that a lot of the people that fly are not flying anymore. They take extra trips just to stay out of any United States airports. If they're going from one part of the world to another part, they'll do anything they have to do to hop, skip away from touchdown any continental states because of the kidnappings that the U.S. does. So, why run through their checkpoints, right? Or why volunteer to get yourself searched and humiliated and things like that? Don't participate. Grab a bus, grab a car. And in your car, put in two CB sets, and one CB set broadcast MP3 music, not music, but shows, and on the other CB set, tell truckers if they're bored, tune into Channel 40 or something like that so they can listen to educational stuff.
That's an excellent idea. I like that idea. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it.
Yeah, hook up two CB radios, and you get them going. You might have to get a bigger alternator, but depending on the rig that you've got, but two CB radios in the car, and one that's connected to an MP3 player, and you're playing, well, this show, as you head down the highway, and you're on the other channel of the other unit telling them, hey, listen to this. I like that. I like that a lot. That's good. By the way, I've got some audio of Ron Paul tonight at the Fox debate. We're going to play it here in a little bit. Probably after the bottom of the hour when we'll have enough time to go through it. So if you want to join us telephonically, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the chat room is open as we speak at midnightridershow.com. Just click the little chat link and boom, you're there. And yes, I know it's not updated. I still didn't update it today. But I will tomorrow. I promise. I've had major issues today. Yeah, I did. And so today was just like an absolute crazy, crazy day. And just glad to be here and doing the program. I honestly didn't know if that was going to happen. So, but glad to be here and going on. But we'll have that audio of Ron Paul and his all of his comments and things kind of strung together into one piece. It runs about 9.5 minutes. We'll run it down to the after the bottom of the hour here on the program. So. More news here. This is kind of an interesting story. You know, we get more into this RFID culture, and you got to swipe to get in here and there. Parents are pushing for a statewide rollout of electronic tracking of students to combat truancy. This is from Sarah Price. And let's see if it tells me which state we're in here. I think it's done in Australia. Swipe cards, SMS alerts to parents, and fingerprint logging are already in use in some schools and have led to a dramatic drop in absenteeism. NSW Federation of Parents and Citizens Association President Dee Giblin said the success of the swipe card and SMS system should lead to them being installed across the state. Public Schools Principals Forum President Cheryl McBride said if the systems were working, the government should look at implementing them more widely. Ms. Giblin said technology has been highly successful in being able to find when young people are absent from school. I thought the teachers had a roll book. I guess not anymore. Did you swipe? How did you get in without swiping?
In Spring, Texas?
Yeah.
They are apparently making them swipe as they get on the bus. I was telling you this.
Right. Vladimir, hold on here. But civil libertarians said the monitoring of students, even on toilet breaks, was going too far. NSW Council for Civil Liberties President Cameron Murphy said there were better ways for teachers to keep track of students that don't require this degree of invasion of privacy. Vladimir Ostakevich from Academy Attendance, a manufacturer of electronic attendance systems, said demand from schools has tripled in the past 3 years. About 70 NSW schools, New South Wales schools, the majority of them in public, had implemented the system. One Catholic diocese reported about half its schools used an SMS alert system. This is the future. This is what schools are doing. Oh, yeah, so we're going to track your kids. I mean, next is the chipping. Okay, you're a student. Hold out your arm. And, of course, so you breed that culture. And the kids get used to being tracked. And the kids get used to having to swipe. And then later on, they'll get used to having the chip. I mean, and they're even talking about chipping babies now in the hospital. Oh, so we don't have one kidnapped. And in the hospital, that might be a dandy thing, but what's done with the chip when they leave? Well, we didn't think that far ahead. No, they could be used for tracking somewhere else. I mean, and a lot of people with these chips, and this other thing, you know, you can take, as long as they're close to you, they can take a reader and get all your information. As a matter of fact, the very same day that the federal government came out and said their brand new RFID passports were safe and couldn't be hacked, somebody at a conference in Europe hacked it and proved it. Yes, it can be done. So the information's not safe, so if you're out, oh, I guess that's more of a reason to stay home because, oh, my gosh, your information is going to get stolen. Identity theft. So they'll have you stay inside even more. Oh, but great, there's Dancing with the Stars on tonight. So you can enjoy that. And your kids, and the kids will get used to it because they'll think that's the way it's done. And it starts down in Australia, and it works its way around the country. I mean, you've already got a company. This is their business. Academy attendance. This is their business. I mean, if my child is out of school, I get a phone call at night saying your child was absent today. A recorded call. Well, I know my child was absent.
If we didn't call.
Yeah, if for some reason you don't call. Well, even I've even got them when we called.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's like, well, okay.
But only from the high school.
Only from the high school, right, yeah.
The lower grades?
No, they're calling in the morning to wonder where their money's at.
They're calling in the morning, but the automated call is only the high school.
Yeah, it's only the high school at night. But yeah, in the morning, you get the elementary school because they understand that they get money for every child that attends every day. So if your child's not there, and that's what these restrictions on how many days you can miss now are in place. It's not because of the child's education. It's because of the Benjamins, folks. And you get a child with a disability or anything like that, and that's why they want them to name a lot of these kids ADHD. Because they get them what they call an IEP.
And that gets them
a bunch of money out of Medicare every day, $150.
$150 in our school district.
Yeah.
Some places is $250, and depending on the child's classification.
Right.
Is depending on how much more. Some kids, they get $400 and $500
a day. Wow. And look, and last night we were talking about how diagnosis of kids being bipolar has gone up 40 times from 1994 to 2003, and they believe that number is still rising. Kids, they're saying, are bipolar. Oh, he's bipolar. Okay, now he's got this stigma, but we've got this diagnosis. That means another little IEP for him, which is an individual education plan is what it's called.
Right, and here's the deal. Not only do they get federal and state money for special needs children, however, they also now in the state of Oklahoma can file on that child's Medicare
right.
or Medicaid.
Sure.
So I call it triple dipping is what I call it because they've got the federal, the state money for the special needs kids, which is needed, you know, because it's
for
hard
some,
to
yeah,
handle
sure.
some of these kids. Then they get to claim it on their insurance. But now if it's a state custody child or one that's got Medicaid or Medicare. Now, if you don't have that and if they're privately insured, they can't claim it on your insurance.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But they use that state funding, that state money.
And it's a way to get more bucks in. I mean, that's what it amounts to. It's not about education your child because they have no intent to really educate your child. It's dumb the child down. But that's the curriculum that's passed down. And I know there's a lot of teachers who are out there who really work hard. But they teach this curriculum that's given to them. And every year it's just a little more and more dumbed down. Just a little bit more. I mean, somebody was talking about a couple of years ago was talking about a finals exam for eighth grade. From like 1885. And the questions that they asked and everything were just absolutely incredible. There was no way that I knew what they were. I mean, it was absolutely wild. I'm thinking, whoa, where did this come from?
And didn't somebody also give them?
Yeah, they gave it to college. They gave this curriculum test to college students, and they couldn't pass it. All right, back in a minute here with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Well, I try my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you, for you. And I dream you're standing here, and everything's so clear. Yeah, we are all the same.
You know, I was sitting here thinking during the break, I sure hope these kids don't have to swipe to get into the toilet. Because what if they forget their card? Kids dancing in the hall. Or you know, later on, you know, you'll be chipped and the announcement will come over in the little bathroom. Excuse me, Sarah. You've been in here too long. Sarah, we're now activating camera 6. Sarah, please respond. And we've already had reports of cameras in locker rooms. They're pointed into showers and other things like that. I mean, this type of stuff is happening here. In the United States. Good old America. And meanwhile, you probably have Larry Craig sitting in the office watching the cameras. Feeling under the stall. By the way, he claims he may not resign now. If he can get his conviction overturned. I think people in Idaho are pretty well fed up with him. I seriously doubt he'll get reelected. That's kind of been an ongoing issue with him. I guess, you know, he has a future. I don't know. In the RFID society, there's always a place for Larry Craig. By the way, I run across a new article from Jerome Corsi that I was wanting to get into real quick before we get into the Ron Paul stuff. And where is this at? Hang on just a second. At the bottom of my stack always. Here it is. All right. Hillary suffers Walter Cronkitis. So it's titled. She endorsed ex-CBS newsman after he called for U.S. to be under world law, as in one world government. Does Senator Hillary Clinton, the leading candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, endorse efforts to form a world government? Video footage recently has surfaced that could force her to affirm or distance herself from sentiments she expressed in 1999 during a ceremony in which former CBS news anchorman Walter Cronkite accepted the Norman Cousins Global Governance Award from the World Federalist Association. In his acceptance speech, Cronkite embraced the idea that the U.S. would be subsumed into a regional or world government. His views were seconded by Clinton in a closed-circuit television link-up. Cronkite said, "Today we must develop federal structures on a global level to deal with world problems. We need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government." Clinton, then First Lady, congratulated Cronkite, saying, "For decades you told us the way it is, but tonight we honor you for fighting for the way it could be." So, and of course, she's not been challenged on it. And just like the rest of them, and they're challenged on anything, they're going to run. What Secret Service? Get him back. He's dangerous. He's a terrorist. He's asking questions. The peasantry speaks. Oh, my. So Walter Cronkite wants a federal government for the world. A one federal government under Walter. That's it. Yes, indeed. And that's the way it is. And I think so many people relied on him for their news. Oh. And I mean, the fact that she's a one-world government person, does that surprise you? No. And, of course, these people were, and that's the thing. These people are arrogant. Everybody goes, "Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory." No, it's not. This is what these people say. This is what they will come out and say. They say it in public and are proud. "Well, just a conspiracy theory. You shouldn't believe that stuff. Been reading a lot of books and staying up late. You sure you're okay? Anything wrong with you? You're all right?" Yeah. It's totally amazing. And then we've got, six nuclear warheads come up missing for like 3 hours. Come to find out they'd been strapped onto the pylons of a B-52. And nobody knew where they were at for 3 hours. I heard speculation on the net that maybe that was going to be like a false flag attack with one of them falling off somewhere. And they blame it on Iran. "Oh, we told you Iran had nuclear weapons. They've been working hard. Hard work." So, I mean, would I be surprised to see that? No, I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. Not whatsoever. I mean, so I guess we're going to have like a stand down on the 14th of September so everybody understands the policies on stuff. So no military flights on the 14th of September. But I guess heavy drills probably on the 15th. And what does that tell you if you're one who thinks a false flag terror attack is coming? And I don't know if that's going to be the case. I think all they got to do is just continue to burn down the economy, and they'll get their wishes. It's possible that they'll try to pull off another 9/11. I mean, they've been screaming about it for so long. So another 9/11. I mean, you've got David Addington, who's now Cheney's chief of staff. Basically, it told a worker at the Department of Justice who's written a book, a guy named Goldsmith, that if they didn't allow this warrantless wiretapping, it would mean 100,000 dead people with the next al-Qaeda attack. Do you want that on your conscience? All of this has been such a fraud. All right, back in a minute. On the other side, we're going to run this clip of Ron Paul, kind of all of his debate answers to questions throughout the night. We'll have that for you when we come back on the other side here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get right into this. This is Ron Paul tonight, all kind of strung together. All of his clips kind of run right together from the debate tonight in New Hampshire that aired earlier on Fox News.
Well, your position on the war is pretty simple. Get out. What about, though, trying to minimize the bloodbath that would certainly occur if we pull out in a hurry? What about protecting the thousands of Iraqis who have staked their lives in backing the U.S.? And would you leave troops in the region to take out any al-Qaeda camps that are developed after we leave?
The people who say there will be a bloodbath are the ones who said it would be a cakewalk, it would be a slam dunk, and that it would be paid for by oil. Why believe them? They've been wrong on everything they've said. So why not ask the people... Why not ask the people who advise not to go into the region and into the war? The war has not gone well one bit. Yes, I would leave completely. Why leave the troops in the region? It was the fact that we had troops in Saudi Arabia was one of the three reasons given for the attack on 9/11. So why leave them in the region? They don't want our troops on the Arabian Peninsula. We have no need for our national security to have troops on the Arabian Peninsula. And going into Iraq and Afghanistan and threatening Iran is the worst thing we can do for our national security. I am less safe. The American people are less safe for this. It's the policy that is wrong. Tactical movements and shifting troops around and taking in 30 more and reducing by 5, totally irrelevant. We need a new foreign policy that said we ought to mind our own business, bring our troops home, defend this country, defend our borders.
So Congressman Paul, and I'd like you to take 30 seconds to answer this. You're basically saying that we should take our marching orders from Al-Qaeda. If they want us off the Arabian Peninsula, we should leave?
No! I'm saying we should take our marching orders from our Constitution. We should not go to war. We should not go to war without a declaration. We should not go to war when it's an aggressive war. This is an aggressive invasion. We've committed the invasion of this war, and it's illegal under international law. That's where I take my marching orders, not from any enemy.
Over this way.
Senator Brownback, you want in on this. What do you have to say?
You go ahead and respond.
The American people didn't go in. A few people advising this administration, a small number of people called the neoconservatives, hijacked our foreign policy. They're responsible, not the American people. They're not responsible. We shouldn't punish them.
Congressman, we are one nation. We can't be divided. We have to be one nation under God. That means if we make a mistake, we make it as a single country, the United States of America,
no.
Not the divided states of America.
When we make a mistake, it is the obligation of the people through their representatives to correct the mistake, not to continue the mistake.
And that's what we do on the floor of the Senate?
No, we've dug a hole for ourselves and we've dug a hole for our party. We're losing elections and we're going down next year if we don't change it. And it has all to do with foreign policy, and we have to wake up to this fact.
Even if we lose elections, we should not lose our honor, and that is more important than
the
Republican Party.
We have lost over 5,000 Americans killed in Afghanistan. We've lost over 5,000 Americans over there in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and plus the civilians killed. How many more do you want to lose? How long are you going to be there? How long? What do we have to pay to save face? That's all we're doing is saving face. It's time
thank
we
you,
came
gentlemen.
Home.
Gentlemen, thank you. Wendell.
Your answer is to cut both taxes and spending. You say that you would eliminate the IRS, the CIA, the Federal Reserve, the Department of Homeland Security, Medicare. I know that you used to want to end the FBI. I'm not sure whether you still support that idea, sir. Perhaps you can tell us. But if you get rid of the CIA, let alone the FBI, how would President Paul have any idea, any intelligence of what our enemies, foreign and domestic, are up to?
Well, you might ask a better question. Before 9/11, we were spending $40 billion a year. And the FBI was producing numerous information about people being trained on airplanes to fly them but not land them. And they totally ignored them. So it's the inefficiency of the bureaucracy that is the problem. So increasing this with the Department of Homeland Security and spending more money doesn't solve the problem. Yes, we have every right in the world to know something about intelligence gathering, but we have to have intelligent people interpreting this information. But, you know, just going for increasing presidential powers, as been discussed, is rather disturbing to me. This whole idea that we're supposed to sacrifice liberty for security, we were advised against that. Don't we remember that when you sacrifice liberty for security, you lose both? That's what's happening in this country today.
We have a national ID card on our doorsteps. It's being implemented right now. We have FISA courts. We have warrantless searches. We've lost habeas corpus. We've had secret prisons around the world, and we have torture going on. That's un-American, and we need to use the power of the presidency to get it back in order to take care of us and protect this country and our liberties.
Thank you, Congressman. Let's see what the people down at Young's Restaurant are making of all this. Carl?
For one thing I would remember very clearly is the president doesn't have the authority to go to war.
So what do you do?
He goes to the Congress and finds out if there's any threat to our national security. And thinking back to the 1960s, when I was in the Air Force for 5 years, and there was a Cold War going on, and the Soviets had 40,000, and we stood them down, and we didn't have to have a nuclear confrontation, I would say that we should go very cautiously. We should back off. We should be talking to Iran right now. We shouldn't be looking for the opportunity to attack them. They are at the present time, with, according to AEIA, cooperating, and by the end of the year they're supposed to be willing to reveal all that they are doing. So instead of looking for this scenario where it is inevitable that we have to attack, I think we ought to be talking about how do you get along with some people that are deadly, like the Soviets and the Chinese and the many others. We don't have to resort to war every single time there's a confrontation. They are not a threat to Israel. Israel has 200 or 300 nuclear missiles, and they can take care of themselves. So you shouldn't assume that we have to jump in and go to war, and we certainly shouldn't do it without the consent of the Congress.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Tancredo, let us...
Another gun issue for you, if you will. You have said that the 9/11 attackers might have had second thoughts if they'd felt that some of the passengers aboard the airplanes might have been armed. We have seen air flights diverted because people heard Arabic on planes, because they heard Muslims praying. What do you think it would do to the travel industry of this country if passengers felt others were carrying guns aboard, sir?
Well, first off, you're quoting me incorrectly.
I'm sorry.
I said the responsibility for protecting passengers falls with the airline, not the government. Not the passengers. The airline's responsible for the aircraft and the passengers. If we wouldn't have been dependent on the federal government to set all the rules, which meant no guns and no resistance, then the terrorists may well have had second thoughts because the airlines would have had the responsibility. But we assumed the government was going to take care of us. After 9/11, instead of moving toward the direction of personal responsibility and private property and Second Amendment, we moved in the opposite direction. We turned it over to the federal government, and look at the mess we have now at airports. I mean, the airlines, private industry protects their property all the time. People who haul around money in armored trucks protect their money all the time. But here is one example when the federal government was involved and they messed it up. And if we put the responsibility on the right people, respected the Second Amendment, I sincerely believe there would have been a lot less chance of 9/11 ever happening.
All right, that's Congressman Ron Paul.
Let's check in once again down at Young's Restaurant.
Oh, man. Was he letting the fur fly tonight? Wow. And again, you know, he knocks it right out of the ballpark. I mean, it's point blank, point by point by point. Just nailing it. Yeah, man, it is very powerful. And it's a simple message, and that's why these people... I mean, Rudy is just sitting there like... They're actually... Other candidates were laughing at him. Like, oh, we're supposed to follow the Constitution? Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that's... Point by point by point, he's plain-spoken. He's easy to understand. It makes sense. Let's do a cost-benefit analysis of 9/11 and what's happened afterwards. We spent a minimum of $500 billion on a war that didn't need to be fought. We spent probably at least $1 trillion forming more bureaucracy with the Department of Homeland Security, which doesn't do anything other than curtail our rights and our freedoms. Same year as 9/11, over 40,000 people died in a car wreck. 500,000 people died of cancer. We started putting air marshals in airplanes in 2001 after 9/11. Why not put marshals in people's cars to make sure they don't have a wreck? Or if you're going to spend all this money, well, let's just say, okay, why don't you just spend the money and make it on a mobile that somebody can survive? Or put a real restraint system in a vehicle where people can actually survive a crash. 40,000 people died in 2001 in car wrecks, and 500,000 died from cancer. $500 billion would do an awful lot for cancer research, wouldn't it? But yet we're going to totally change our way of life. Everything about us. Everything that this country has stood for. Because of one attack. And everybody's going to sit back and say, oh, well, yes, let's just give up all our freedoms because somebody in a turban might, keyword might, attack us again. So we're just going to give up everything. Just on the off chance. It makes no sense, but yet everybody saw those planes hit the towers over and over and over and over. And we were so afraid, and we were so mad and so angry, and it generated the exact type of response that they wanted to generate because people wanted to go kick some Arab butt. And so they start taking the liberties, they start taking freedom, start taking away habeas corpus. And now if you stand up and you don't look right, or if you say something wrong, they can take you to jail. And rendition you off somewhere where nobody knows where you're at. You don't get your phone call. You don't get your lawyer. You don't get nothing. And they can keep you as long as they want. How's that for freedom? Well, we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here. And, oh my gosh, they might attack at any time. Yeah. They might. But I guarantee you, if there's a bunch of good old boys packing, it won't happen. It won't happen because the good old boy's going to pull out his pistol, shoot somebody. I remember down in the Lubies, I guess this was down in Texas, somebody goes in and just starts shooting up the place. And there was a lady there who told a reporter, she said, you know, I've got a gun and I've got the permit and everything and I'm trained in how to shoot it. And I could have stopped this if I'd been able to have brought my gun in the restaurant. Why do we allow ourselves to continue to be left as nothing but a victim? Same thing in Virginia Tech. Set ourselves up to be just nothing but victims. If they know you're packing, or there's a chance you're packing, people are going to be a whole heck of a lot less likely to do something bad to you. It's common sense. Oh, we'll just dial 911. Okay, so when they pull out of the donut shop and finally get here after 20 minutes, I'm laying on the floor in a pool of blood, dead. Okay, that's great. They've raped my wife, done something to my kids, and they're out the door with silverware to fund their drug habit. Okay, that's grand. Oh, by the way, the drug habit, the whole drug trade, part of your little operation there, too. Thank you very much. Oh, but be a victim. Don't stand up. Don't be responsible. Blame somebody else. Feeling bad about things here? Take this drug. Oh, we prescribed it. It's from a doctor. It's okay. It'll take your mind off of things for a while. Feel better about it now, won't you? Uh-huh. Great. But Ron Paul's message is simple, it's easy to understand, and that's why they don't want him around. Because it's common sense. You follow the rules. You follow the law. When you're the government, you don't make it up as you go along. But again, he knocked it out of the park. And when more and more people see this, I mean, how can you not say that you're conservative, that you believe in the Constitution, and not be for this guy? Everything he says makes sense. Back in a minute. Final segment around the corner here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Final segment here on the Midnight Rider. You know, he every time I hear him, Ron Paul, the message is clear. I mean, it's just too clear. Oh, but he's a pork. She is for a Republican. I consider that a compliment. Because based on what I've seen with the Republicans in power up until this last year, yeah. If it means you're spending yourself into oblivion and adding more debt and fighting wars just for the sake of fighting a war. Okay, yeah, he's a sad excuse for a Republican. Like I said, I think that's a compliment. But I think he did really well. I didn't get to, but you know, I got to see the video portion of it as I was playing it, and you got Rudy just sitting there smirking, and as they kept showing us, he was talking about 9/11, like Rudy's like, well, you know, I was there. I'm the mayor of 9/11. No, you were at a Yankees game during most of the cleanup. Or maybe you were in your little dress with you and the Donald. I guarantee you, folks, if you want to see Giuliani's campaign, you know, right, derailed, this is what you do. You make a commercial, and at the beginning of a very commercial with a black screen, white letters, is this someone you want to be your president? And you run the clip of him and the Donald in the store with Rudy in his dress and Donald sniffing in his bosom. If you haven't seen it, go watch the movie 9/11 New World Rising. Just Google it, or just Google it, and you can see it, and then you can get to the website. I think it's 9/11. I think it's newworldrising.com or 9/11newworldrising.com. It's in there. Take a look at that. Try that on for size and see what you think. And Mitt Romney, I mean, you know, he's sitting here, you know, immediately got Larry Craig off of his, that's one of his campaign supporters. But Mitt himself is on the chairman of a board, I think, with Marriott Hotels. And a portion of their profits come from the rental of porn movies in the hotel. And, of course, you know, it doesn't matter to Mitt. You know, he's just there. Good Mormon boy. And then McCain, you just don't know what's going to happen with McCain. I mean, you know, a kid asked him a question the other day about being so old. And McCain answered the question, said, you know, he said he, every campaign he's ever been on in his entire life, he out-campaigned everybody. And he says he was confident that he will. And he said, thanks for the question, you little jerk. Of course, it was funny, meant to be funny. But that's all he's got, is he's got quips. I mean, there's nobody there for him. Now you've got this Fred Thompson character that's coming into the race, and he can't keep staffers. They're quitting him just as fast as he hires them. And, of course, he didn't come to the debate. He ran a video, bought a commercial. Jeez. All right, well, that's going to wrap things up for tonight. Tomorrow night, I hope to have Jerry Corsi on. I've not heard back from his publicist about whether or not this is a doable thing or not. If not, we'll go open lines again, or I'll try to grab somebody else. But Friday night, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable on the show with Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. That's going to be a good program. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That really is indeed why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody.